A play echoing the themes of the Me Too era makes its world premiere at Geva Theater's Fielding Stage this month. Swans explores a local family torn apart by abuse. It's a story of reckoning, recovering lost memories, and maybe even the hope of redemption. It's the work of Rochester playwright Maria Brandt, who joins me right now. It's good to meet you. Thank you for coming.
It's good to meet you, too. Thank you.
Tell me about the title Swans, because it has both a literal place in the story and I think also a symbolic presence, too.
Absolutely. The swans emerge all over the story. They're a concrete touchstone for three of the characters who... For Paul, who grew up near a river, and his parents, Shirley and Dan, would spend time with him near the river. So that there's memories that they have surrounding the swans. But the swans, in part because of those memories, turn into a nightmare image for Paul.
Paul is one of, as you mentioned, four characters.
Yes.
His girlfriend is Laura. His parents are Dan and Shirley. But Paul is really the central character here.
Absolutely.
Tell me about him.
Oh, he wasn't originally the central character. Originally, it was going to be Shirley, who's the mother. But Paul stole my heart. His mother left when he was 13 years old, 10 years before the beginning of the play. And right at the launch of the play, scene one, she comes back. And we're watching this young man struggle with memories that he's repressed and difficult decisions. And as I continued writing, it became clearer to me that it was Paul's play, that the play is about Paul's arc towards needing to make a decision.
In so many ways, he is a sympathetic character, and he's dealing with things that his father has demonstrated and told him, and things that he is now learning from his mother. And it made me think about some of the folks who are the accused in the Me
yes.
Too movement.
Yes.
And I don't hear sympathy as a thread in a lot of those stories. Is that something that's missing? Is that a message you were trying to send here?
There are two things. One is how underneath the Me Too movement, or underneath the things that have happened, the horrible things that have happened and continue to happen that brought about the Me Too movement, are all of the ways that we as a culture teach our boys to be men, and the degree to which there can be a very healthy version of that, there can be a very toxic version of that, and there can be lots of grades in between. And a big part of the play is watching Paul struggle with the various ways of masculinity and femininity that his father coded with him since his mother's absence, ways of understanding masculine and femininity that have begun to shape the man he's starting to be. And a big part of the play is watching Paul try to break out of that cycle of imprinting. Another thing in terms of sympathy or empathy is that I am the mother of a 13-year-old son, and I feel increasingly strongly that men have to be pulled into any conversation that has anything to do with violence against women. And if we do that in a way that is accusing, we are alienating those men, making it more difficult for them to be at the table when we're having the conversations, and also causing latent anger and who knows what else that can come out in ways that are not intended. So I think a big goal for me is, for myself as a writer, was to explore Paul in a way that could make me want to listen to him, want to talk to him, want to hear his voice and hear his story and work with him and myself as a writer to come to a kind of mutual, as if he's a real person, a mutual understanding of all of the complicated stories that shape who we are.
I find it really interesting. You shared with me earlier that you wrote this play before the Me Too movement.
I did.
Sort of exploded. What inspired this for you?
At that time, I was thinking very deeply about issues of sexual assault more broadly. It's an issue that has deeply touched my family and my three younger sisters. And I ran an organization for a long time called Take Back the News, which addressed the media underrepresentation and misrepresentation of sexual assault. Anyway, when I sat down with that in my mind, I realized that it was time for me to hit this head on.
In this Me Too movement, you know, women clearly have found their voice. They're
yes.
not afraid to speak up and say, this happened to me too. I was sexually harassed or sexually abused. Will we get to a moment where we are trying to understand more where the guy is coming from and how he became the way he was?
I hope so, because it's all of our responsibility. An abuser doesn't materialize out of nowhere. There might be some very specific instances that led to that. We know there are things like cycles of violence. The abuser may have been a victim of abuse himself or herself or theirself. But there's also ways that our culture codes gender in such extreme and dysfunctional ways that it's almost impossible for any one of us to get out from under its grip.
Playwright Maria Brandt is with Straw Mat Writers, and Swans will debut at Jeeva's Fielding Stage June 21st through the 23rd. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Beth.